Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. We got a big boy show today. Big boy show today. We got Jesse Bright on the show. How are you, Jesse?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Man, I am right as rain. Sounds like there's some construction in Wilmington, North Carolina again.
Yeah.
That town is growing.
Yeah, growing. Is that what it is?
Something like that.
Fucking clowns. If
you don't know who Jesse Bright is, he was the gentleman who filmed himself while getting pulled over. You are an attorney, correct?
Yeah, I am.
You are. You look young to be an attorney. How old are you?
33. Not so young.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah. Yes.
Maybe it's the Zoom. I look like I'm a prisoner somewhere in Afghanistan on this goddamn thing. But you look right as rain today. A couple years ago, you had a video that went viral in which you filmed yourself getting pulled over by the Wilmington police. Can you describe what happened in that video? Because when I watched it, I was unaware of the circumstances of what led up to you getting pulled over.
Yeah, so I drive Uber on the weekends, and this was like a Sunday afternoon. I picked a guy up from a house that was being watched by like a Wilmington task force. And I didn't know that, and he didn't know that, but they were looking for some, I guess, mid-level drug dealer. And this guy like fit the description, but it wasn't him. So once I picked him up, they thought that was the guy, and they pulled me over a couple blocks later, and like five cop cars all at once pulled me over, and they're like, you know, yelling at us to put our hands out the window, and they came and like pulled my passenger out of the car. But then I could tell that they were there for my passenger, so I started filming, and one of the officers told me I had to stop filming because it's against the law. But he didn't realize that I was an attorney, and I knew that's bogus. So I just kept filming and told him that that's not the law, and then I put that on.
What was the race of this gentleman that was with you?
He was white.
He was white.
Yeah. My passenger was white, and I think all the cops at the scene were white.
Okay. Yeah. And what was he wanted for exactly? You said drugs. Like any? Was it good shit or was it like heroin?
I have no idea. I would assume something more than weed. So probably like coke or heroin.
Yeah, but is coke a drug? A lot of people would argue probably no. You know, on that one?
No, I don't think anybody argues that coke's
agrees
not a drug.
Cocaine's a drug, I think.
Really?
No, we just don't care that it's illegal.
That's
where you're getting fucked up.
It's like a socially acceptable drug, more so than heroin or meth. But
yeah, because coke you can party on and have a decent time. Heroin, it's a lot of nirvana and then...
Yeah, but coke addiction can still kill you, for sure.
Look, could it really?
Yeah. Addiction to fucking fast food can kill you.
Yeah, but I mean, you can definitely take enough coke and die. Like, your heart will stop.
Yeah, but look, that's, what do you call that? Natural selection is what that's called.
Yes.
Look, I've been doing drugs for years and have not died once.
I think it's like arrhythmia or something. Natural selection, arrhythmia, same thing, really.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's natural selection. Look, if you choose to take part in activities that are dangerous, sometimes you're going to die. And if you're if you've got a proclivity towards addiction or you have a weak heart, it's kind of like COVID. If you're young, you're probably good.
Yeah,
that's true.
I have two heroes in this world, Charlie Sheen and Keith Richards. Both of them have done endless amounts of cocaine and they seem completely fine.
Well, Charlie Sheen's got AIDS, but it's not related to the cocaine. As a matter of fact, the cocaine's probably helping him out.
Yeah, true.
I mean,
true.
If you found out you had AIDS right now, what would you do tomorrow? Except for starting AIDS treatment. Obviously, you're going to be doing that. But what else would you do?
It wouldn't be cocaine, but
see,
I'm not
you're
sure.
You're fucked up.
Yeah, what would you do then? Would you go to Jersey Mike's and get yourself an Italian?
Probably number 13 original Italian.
How much
double
time
meat?
I got to live? I mean, some people live like 40, 50 years.
Oh, you can't
with
die
AIDS.
From AIDS unless you're poor now. You're fine, dude.
Yeah, so probably just nothing different. But.
Oh, come on, man. You got to take some risk. You got to sign up for those dating websites where there are bug chasers.
Like HIV positive dating sites.
There's actually I don't know if this is true for the straight community, but there are websites where dudes that don't have HIV go look for dudes that do have HIV. They're called buck chasers. Who told us about that? Was it Milo? I don't remember who it was.
I believe so, yeah.
Sounds Milo not Yacopoulos. True. Like, go out to purposely get HIV?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Fear of missing out on AIDS. Hey, it happens a lot.
I'll look into it.
Surprised, Jesse. Yeah, take a peek. See's after the show.
Yeah, I'm sure there's someone with that.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. As a lawyer, what were you doing driving an Uber that day?
Making money.
Right, but so were you not a practicing lawyer that was making a lot of money, or what was your situation?
Yeah, no. So, my first like 6 months as an attorney, I was interning at the public defender's office, which pays zero. And then after that, I started doing court-appointed work, which gets paid through the state. And it's not very high-paying, but I owe like $300,000 in student loans, and I was single. So I just drive Uber and make extra money, try to pay that down a little bit.
Holy shit, $300,000. Where did you go to undergrad, and where did you go to law school?
Yeah, so I went to undergrad here at UNCW, and I went to law school at a scam school that got shut down. But it still counted. It's a whole different story.
They didn't like give you your money back and shit?
No, the school was Charlotte Law. Are you familiar with the Charlotte Law scam?
I am, yes.
Yeah, so they scammed a ton of students, but a small percentage, like 30% of us, still passed the bar and are still allowed to practice law, but they shut the whole school down and it gave us our money back because it's government loans.
No shit.
Yeah.
But you still owe the money.
Yeah, I owe the government like $300,000, but it's I don't know. It doesn't affect my credit, so I just pay a minimum amount. I stopped trying to pay on it. It's an abysmal amount of money. It goes up like $18,000 a year.
Oh, God. That is depressing to hear.
It'll just sit there till Bernie Sanders is the president and wipes it, I guess.
Well, let's face it. He had a shot twice, and the Democrats hated him enough to get rid of him two times. So he's not getting back in there. He'd be, what, 84 by the next election?
I don't know. You have to cut him in half and count the rings, I think, to really know.
Something like that. You really just need him in office for like a month.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. The Democrats hate the guy. Yeah. I don't understand. To me, he's probably best built for this moment right now.
Yeah, no, he hates them too. That's why. He's not friends with like any of them.
Yeah, and I get it. I mean, Joe Biden's in a basement somewhere on a Simon Says, just trying to make a fucking speech to Tampa Bay residents. But I understand now why you're doing the side hustle in the Uber. How long did you end up filming the cops and tell everybody what happened?
Man, I probably filmed for like almost 15 minutes. They did all kinds of bogus stuff. They told me I couldn't record and then let me record. They pulled my passenger out of the car, which I don't know if he ever sued for them, but they like physically grabbed him and pulled him out, even though he was just sitting there calmly and didn't really give him a chance to just step out of the vehicle. And then they asked to search the vehicle, which they don't have the right to do. So I told them no. And they brought in a drug sniffing dog, which is trained in three different ways. They train them like one of three different ways to indicate when there's drugs. And the dog went around my car and did not indicate. And they still went in the car. They still were like, the dog's real interested in your car. We're going in the car, which is bogus, but it happened anyways. And that I think that officer was reprimanded for that as well. But so they like searched the whole car. They went in through everything, like pulled everything out of the glove compartment, under the seats, pulled the mats up, like dug through the, you know, I'm surprised somebody, one of my passengers, didn't drop some weed back there at some point, but they found nothing. So eventually had to let me go. I drove my passenger home.
Were you able to bill the officer for the dog being in the Uber? Because I would imagine that would count as another passenger.
No, did not bill the, I don't think the dog actually went inside. He just walked around the outside of the car, but the officers went inside. They like pulled everything out of it and I had to put it back in. Huge, huge pain, huge hassle for nothing. And then they just drove off.
For nothing. And what was the end result of this? Did you get any form of ticket? Was the guy arrested? Is he in jail?
No, he didn't get arrested. I didn't get a ticket. They had to let everybody go. I just drove him home. Dropped him off. I'm sure. I actually don't know who it is. It's like 3 years later. I've not ever reconnected with that guy to talk to him about the story. What I assume is that he knows the person that was wanted, that was at that house, and probably got home and probably called them and told them what happened. But I have no idea.
That's a crazy story. So as a lawyer, what should you do when you get pulled over by the cops? Should you immediately start filming if you feel unsafe? Like what would be your best advice to people out there at home?
Yeah. So what I advise people is kind of like a preemptive measure. You should have some kind of like dash cam or something in your car that you can swivel and point towards. I don't know if you've seen the dash cams that you put up and like you can swivel around. They like film the road while you're driving. And the reason for that is because you're not going to get as much. The police would get kind of nervous sometimes if you're holding stuff. You know, a phone can look like a gun, especially if you're a minority and then you get shot and while you're just trying to film. But if you can have some sort of dash cam or something set up where you can swivel it around to the driver's side, film everything so that it's not just your word versus the
maybe
cops.
We should make a phone case that looks like a gun.
Yeah.
You think that would help?
On purpose, just
super easy.
So that you could get shot. Then white people could also get shot by the police.
Well, white people do get shot by the police at a higher rate than black people do, but, you know.
Yeah, different topic. But
it is, indeed.
Yeah, it's not reported enough, but the numbers are staggering. Well, just because the population is bigger, obviously. But
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's we've got some problems with policing, but, you know, we've allowed these are pretty easy ones. Like people understanding their constitutional rights are important. That's a big fucking deal.
Yeah,
because
constitutional rights thing is important. You have a right to record everything the police do. They can ask like to see your hands. So once they've established that it's a phone, you can legally keep holding the phone to record. But like the ones that I've recorded, when the police come up, first I have the phone sitting in like a cup holder in between the two seats and pointed up at the window so that it keeps recording. And then once the officer can see me, then I pick up the phone and he can see that I'm not holding a gun. But
Have you been pulled over since?
I've been pulled over a couple times. I've not gotten tickets, but just pulled over for like brake light out or small stuff like that.
And, is your first instinct to immediately start recording them?
Yeah, like always. I set up a camera to start recording while I'm sitting there waiting for them to, you know, there's that like 1 minute that feels like 15 minutes when you got pulled over, but they haven't walked to the car yet. And I just have a phone sitting there recording so that I get everything as soon as he walks up. So there's a lot of there. They tell you the reason that they pulled you over. And then if that, say you end up going to trial and just that very first interaction with, do you know why I pulled you over? And they say it, and then they try to say that they pulled you over for something else in court. You know, it's, they just perjured themselves on the stand. I don't know. You can get all kinds of stuff from that.
Yeah. It's strange because the times we live in, I think everybody's doing this type of thing right now. Do you think eventually there'll be cameras that are just built into the dash with the cars that are being made? Mm.
Yeah, for sure. I think there should be.
Well, and I mean, it's very rare to see a car in Russia, for example,
that doesn't have a dash cam.
I don't know why. Maybe because Russian police are corrupt. It's hard to say, man.
The insurance companies in some foreign countries will give you they give you discounts on your insurance to have cameras installed that they have access to, so that it cuts down on any of the issues when there's a car accident. They know exactly who's at fault. They can see your speed and all that. I don't think I'd want that, but I think everybody should have a built-in camera in their car so that you've got your own evidence for when something happens. You know, God forbid you're driving and getting a collision where someone runs a red light and it's just your word versus theirs. Mm-hmm. And now you're paying a huge insurance deductible because they say you ran the red light and both insurances make you pay for yourself.
That's interesting. I never thought about that, actually.
Dash cams are like $80. Could save you thousands. It's a terrific investment.
No shit.
My dash cam just like a couple months ago caught a car wreck sitting on a 3rd and Market Street, and I put that video on YouTube, and Viral Hogs offered to buy it from me, and I've made like a few hundred off of that. So just record everything. You don't know what you're gonna catch.
Well, cut like 60 or 70,000 more of those and you'll be able to pay off your student loans.
Yeah. Now what you should do is pay two people to fuck in front of your car and then drive up to them and record all of that. Now you're talking some real cash.
Yeah.
Because now you're starting to get into a kink. And there is a kink of having a car pull up and then watching you blast out your lady, you know?
Or dude. Either way, we don't care.
We don't discriminate.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you probably make more money off gay porn these days than you do off straight porn.
You're talking like in public, just like out on like Third and Market, just
banging
that's in the street and have someone.
That's a big one on Pornhub. So if you go there, some of the biggest subgroups is dresser room. So people are eating each other out, masturbating, or fucking in dressing rooms of like a Target or a Walmart and things like that. And that's become a huge subgroup on Pornhub. There was a movie in the 90s that was
Crash.
There it is.
Yeah,
That was people, about people. Yeah,
like people that get aroused by car wrecks. It was semi-pornographic, but it was more like a documentary-style thing.
How is a car wreck even slightly pornographic?
Kink shaming. Get him out of here, man.
Yeah, hey, don't shame, dude.
We don't like kink shame. You don't question people, okay? As long as everybody's consenting, we just let it slide, and we videotape it and take it home and masturbate to it. No. That's not what I do. Sorry. It was weird.
But that's an honest truth. Like people who get in car accidents and then they bang right afterwards. Like that's a big kink.
I've never heard that. It's I look up everything. I'll be checking all this and I'll send it in. Like,
oh, do you? So like, what's the weirdest thing you've perused on porn then? 'Cause my wife.
No. I just meant Google stuff like in general. But
oh, I thought you meant Pornhub. Like you're an avid Pornhub guy. Because my wife was scat porn. She introduced me to that, and I had no idea what that was.
No, I'm more of an ex-hamster person anyways. But we're talking just like strangest like porn searches.
Yeah.
We've all been down rabbit holes.
Man, I don't know. I feel like no matter what you type in, you get stepbrother, stepmom, step something.
I agree 100%. Yes.
My favorite is, and this is the reason I actually have a whiteboard in my house, is the ones where it's like a... like two stepsisters and a step aunt or something like that. Like how, who's related to whom here? And then like, and then there's the ones, God, I can't remember what it's called, but somebody sent me a clip, not a clip, but a meme of it from, on Instagram the other day. What's it called? Daughter swap. And the general premise is two dads who have daughters meet up and are like, hey, why don't we fuck each other's daughter? Because that happens all the time in real life.
They like get in a car wreck and they're like, hey, let's just trade our daughters instead of dealing with this car.
I mean, it's stuff like that. It's like, oh, our daughters are going off to college. We better make sure they get fucked before they go to college so they know what a real dick's like. Well, I can't fuck my daughter. Well, you can fuck mine and I'll fuck yours. And that's kind of how it goes. And then usually they forget at some point during the scene that they're related. Mm-hmm. And the dad like fucking blasts on his daughter's face or some shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, it's so I have the whiteboard out drawing diagrams, trying to figure out who's who.
Do you think there's established like porn research on this? Like the people have established that, it's more erotic and enjoyable to the viewer if they tell us that the people are like related.
I don't know, but I'm trying to get Werner Herzog to do a documentary on it. I just really like his voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the next step is getting a 23andMe done and then posting that, like, you know, right in front of the camera before you bang so that way you know that
we're really related. Yeah. Yeah. And then
I found a new one last night that I had never heard of. Sunburn porn, where both the people were sunburned. Yeah. And so you could see how sunburned they were while they were banging. And I didn't know that was a thing.
That seems like a lot of work. Like you got to go out and get a sunburn. Come on, man.
Well, they went into a backstory that they were on a boating trip for the day, and then they took off their clothes, and both were actually sunburned. So, you know, it was the real deal, and I was proud of it. Homegirl had red hair, so I'm assuming she probably didn't have to sit on the boat very long, but the other guy was very burnt, and then, you know, I watched them bone for a little bit.
And are they slapping each other's sunburn, or what? How does the sunburn come into it aside from them just having super red skin?
I'm glad you brought that up. So, because I was thinking that as well.
This is not the show you thought you were coming on, by the way, is it?
No, I knew. Drew let me know that.
Okay, good.
You guys can't get monetized because of this.
Yeah.
Because of how uncensored it is. So I was like, I figured as much. I hope you guys are at least checking that little YouTube box that says, like, this show is in no way suitable for children type.
We always do. Always do.
It's an important box to check.
I mean, that's really up to the parents, not us.
Yeah, exactly. It's just being a good dad.
I don't know that sunburn porn is as inappropriate as some of the other types, but it's...
I've got a question. This is not going to go well. Are we ready for this?
Go ahead.
This is not going to go well. I was talking to somebody about this last night. Mm-hmm. And I'm not making any judgments or political statements nothing. I'm on no side of this. I'm just making some statements of fact. You guys ready?
Yeah.
So the people that we typically refer to as heroes, like the founding fathers of this country, that's a group of people that the vast majority of people look up to and respect.
Sure.
The people that made the original laws for this country, right?
Right. Founding fathers.
They found it was okay to marry and impregnate 13-year-olds.
Yep.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And we still hold them in very high esteem. Somebody explain that to me.
No, I mean, they did all kinds of ridiculous things that you wouldn't. Most of the founding fathers could not hold office today.
None of them could.
Yeah.
0% of them. Like, I'm pretty sure you can't get elected if you own human beings.
Yeah. That's one of them for sure.
If you're in severe debt, which most of our founding fathers were also, like when Thomas Jefferson died, Monticello was upside down like 3,000% or something like that. Mm-hmm. But forget about all that. I'm talking about this specific issue. This is very creepy and weird.
The, like, marrying 13-year-olds.
Yes. And this was not very long ago, folks. It wasn't very long ago that this was happening. I'm just curious. I was having a discussion about monogamy, I think, and why we decided as a culture that that's the right way to go. I think it's because the nuclear family there's like statistical evidence that shows that's good for people. But that statistical evidence came way after we decided that the nuclear family was a good idea, right? So how did that happen? How did we decide that 18 was the age? Like, I'm curious about that because 13 is certainly not it. And I don't think, like, I've heard some of these, I don't know if I want to call them apologists, but they've said things like, well, 13 was different back then. No, it wasn't.
So it's 16 in North Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. It was 14 in South Carolina and Mississippi until relatively recently.
Yeah. North Carolina age of consent, 16. As soon as you're 16, you can consent to being with a 90-year-old if you want.
Yeah.
It's completely legal.
Wow. I'm surprised Chris D'Elia didn't live in North Carolina then.
Yeah. He should have moved
in any of these problems right now.
I just really like making people feel uncomfortable. That's what I've done here. And I feel like I've done a pretty good job of it. So we can move on now.
Yeah, we can. By the way, back to the sunburn porn guy. They never referenced it, the sunburn. So it was just a lot of like groaning through the sunburn, but they never referenced it.
That's what they do with quarantine porn now. Half the stuff labeled is like, this is quarantine porn. We slept with my friend because we're in quarantine, but they don't talk about being quarantined because it's probably your used material. They just change the title on. Mm-hmm. They never reference it. They're not like, hey, we have COVID.
It's just search engine optimization. That's all it is. They're just retitling things to get more clicks, right? But it's weird to me that you would go to the trouble. Like, quarantine is easy. That's just a narrative you can drop on any video. But sunburn, you actually have to go out and prepare for that by getting skin cancer. Like, that seems like a fucking long way to go to make some pornography. And who, like, there can't be enough people that are into sunburn porn to make that financially worthwhile.
You don't think that they just found a couple people that were already sunburned and then like, hey, let's shoot this and see if it's a fetish?
No, because
I'll go further with this. It was a couple and they have their own channel on Pornhub and most of their porn is sunburn porn. And they're amateurs, and they're monetizing it themselves, and it's kind of become their thing. So, like, as the videos progressed, they were having sex outdoors, like, so you can see them getting the sunburn. So it wasn't, like, later, and that's part of the whole process, too.
I would hope it would be, like, a spray tan thing where they use red instead of brown.
Well, that's
like that.
Racist, though. You can't go brown face or red face or black face or yellow face, I guess, is the thing as well.
Spray tan face.
Yeah.
Yeah, spray tan. I used to show up to those bodybuilding competitions and just fucking yell at people for being even the black people. Like, you're not black. I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message. Is that right? That fucked that
pretty
up?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close. If you haven't seen those videos, Jesse, of the bodybuilders getting ready for competition, it is the blackest makeup you can possibly imagine because they want to show
it. Yeah, I've seen it. It is vein. Like really dark.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's nonsense. Not that I wouldn't do it. I would do it as a joke, but apparently I'm too hairy. Like, it won't stick to hairy skin.
Hey, you have to wax yourself.
Yeah, I'm not doing all that. Like, I actually wake up, the first thing I do every morning when I wake up is tease out all of my body hair, all of it, head to toe, tease it out, just so I could see what the lengths are. And then I have my assistant measure the lengths of everything and just keep it in a notebook for the future. You never know if, when that information is going to become important.
You have a chest hair journal?
It's not just a chest hair journal. I mean, all of the hair is recorded in there, but yeah, there's a chest hair part.
I assume that hair just stays the same length after it hits like maximum length, right?
That's a good question. I'd have to look in the notes.
Is it forever growing like head hair?
I'd have to look in my notes. I'll let you know.
I think so. It's kind of like, you know, on a human, your ears and your nose never stop growing. I would imagine your chest hair is the same thing.
Probably, yeah. I mean, my fucking beard hair doesn't stop. Why would my body stop hair here but not here? I don't know.
I agree. You know,
I'm not sure, but the thought of like your chest hair just growing forever and being long like your head hair is.
How funny would that be if you had to go to a barber like once every 3 months and get your body hair trimmed down? I mean, well, Greek people know about
that.
There's
a lot of waxing. Yeah, there's a lot of waxing going on. Like a lot of dudes get their chest waxed, backs waxed, shoulders, neck, that type of shit. So I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was born without hair. You look like a pretty hairless guy yourself, Jesse. Is
not
that
at
the
all.
Case?
No.
No, he's covered in hair.
I'm Hungarian. I'm really hairy.
Really?
Yeah. I shaved so my face doesn't look hairy, but yeah, super hairy.
Because right now through this Zoom, you would kind of look like Drew Brees.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, and Tony Hawk. If you look through the comments on my videos that are viral, like a third of them are calling me Tony Hawk, Aaron Rodgers, or Drew Brees. Hmm. I don't know why. I don't think I look like those three people.
But. I can see Drew Brees. Tell me about your stance on standing or kneeling for the anthem, because that'll tell us whether or not you're Drew Brees. Or do we have a football? Can he throw a football? No?
All right. Yeah, I can throw a football.
Yeah, so make some political statements.
Yikes.
This guy's a fucking pussy, man. Come on.
No, sorry.
Alienate half of your clientele. Let's do it. Come on.
Oh, I have no problem doing that. So I don't really have a problem with the kneeling for the flag. I have I feel like being formal military that you kind of have this like freedom of expression, freedom of, I think it is disrespectful, but I think you should be allowed to do it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like I don't think there's people that want football players like to be punished. And I think that football players should have the right to kneel for the anthem because that's the political statement they want to do. Mm-hmm. And they're disrespecting the flag, I think, but it's because they feel that the country's disrespected them. And then people that watch football and decide that they don't want to watch it anymore because this is going on, that's also their right. So, you know, it's, you know, like what's going on. I think all of that's fine. And the NFL is who's losing money off of it. But on the other side of it, the NFL is its own, you know, like it's their own business. The team owners own the teams. I think that they can reduce playing time or have players not on the team if they do that. But
well, you would think so until Colin Kaepernick wins an $80 million lawsuit against the NFL, right?
Yeah, I think that was he was alleging like a coercion between the the teams not to hire him.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Like you can't one owner of a team isn't going to call another owner and say you better not fucking hire this guy, cuz what leverage do you have? There's no leverage there.
I think it sounded like they did. There's like a lot of evidence that a lot of the owners spoke to each other.
And I'm sure they colluded. Absolutely.
Yeah, they all colluded and decided like, you know, this, we're not hiring this guy. And then, I mean, he brings a lot of baggage too. It's a lot of whatnot. I think that, if he was a higher caliber player, he would have still got a job, which, you know, you're worth as much as what the team decides you're worth.
Right.
And, if you're going to be winning your team Super Bowls and they can kind of look past a lot of stuff. And if you're not, they make an example out of you. And Kaepernick is a high tier backup, low tier starter and not worth the drama that he brings along for these teams.
What the fuck are we even talking about? How did we get on this subject? So what did you do in the military?
I was actually an admin. I hated my time in the military.
You were a 42 Alpha?
Yeah, I was exactly a 42. I actually started as a 42 Lima and then they went done with the thing. So I joined as a split op when I was 17.
What does that mean?
I did basic training between junior and senior year.
So
of
you
college,
were in delayed entry program and all that shit?
Junior and senior year of high school. And so at the time.
What's that like?
It's pretty cool because you get to go back your entire senior year of high school and like you're a fucking soldier and nobody else is. And so it's like a whole
Were you slanging dick that fucking senior year or what?
Yeah, senior year was super different than junior year. Mm. I was the man.
All you high schoolers, we have a lot of high schoolers that listen to this show. Make sure you go into the delayed entry program and then get a bunch of girls pregnant before you go to AIT.
And I made sure to like flaunt it, wear tons of army t-shirts and keep my hair high and tight and all that. I was a shitbag.
Yeah. Look, we're all shitbags here. Come on.
And, you know, considering I had done nothing but done basic training, but... I regret my time in the army, not because of the service thing, but just because of when I signed up, my recruiter just hooked me on the job that had the highest enlistment bonus, and for some reason they needed the like 42 Lima thing at the time.
What's a 42 Lima?
42 Lima was admin before 42 Alpha. Was admin. It was admin plus finance, I think, and then they split them apart and reclassed half of us to one thing and half to the other, but at 17, it was like a $25,000 enlistment bonus, and that's way more than I'd ever seen before. So
that's a lot
like,
of money for a 17-year-old, yeah.
I was like, fuck yeah, I want $25,000. I'll do a really boring job for 8 years and get nothing substantial out of my time in the service. So, that amount of money.
Where were you? What unit were you in?
It was in the out of the 108th Division out of Charlotte.
I don't even know what that is. That reserve or something?
Yeah, it's all TRADOC. It's not even ForceCom divisions.
I thought all of TRADOC was at Bragg now, or is that ForceCom? ForceCom's at Bragg.
No, ForceCom's out of Bragg. TRADOC's, I think, a few different places. But so everyone else is getting, you know, deployed, and we just get mobilized to fucking Fort Knox.
To do like
Fort Jackson.
What do you call it? The pre-deployment bullshit? What is it called?
Yeah, I was in the initial reception battalion for like my entire fucking military career getting... Like getting people like off the bus when you first arrive to fucking Fort Jackson, and getting them their first set of PTs and uniforms, and teaching them what at ease and attention is.
Wow, that sounds like the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
It was terrible. But my parents loved it because I was safe. I mean, there's no danger at all in doing that, and it still pays for college.
Yeah, but you need a little danger in life. That's why I recommend doing drugs, folks.
Yeah.
This is a public service announcement.
Yeah.
Figure out which drugs they can't test for and do those drugs. You know,
well, cocaine's a good one. It only stays in your system like a day or two.
72 hours.
Yeah.
For regular use.
Is that real?
Yeah, you want to avoid things like weed and psilocybin because they're, like, if you're a single user for marijuana, you're looking at a couple of days. If you use it more than once, you're looking more like, and it depends on your body fat as well because THC is fat soluble.
THC, exactly.
But you want to...
you know your drugs. Stuff.
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah. Yeah, cocaine is pretty brief. You can do that on a Friday and piss clean on a Monday, typically, if you drink a lot of water.
I think meth is the same way, but it's like
super... No, amphetamines is long-term.
Is it?
Amphetamines, MDMA, psilocybin, which is mushrooms, weed, they're all like anywhere between 2 weeks and 45 days, depending on how frequently you use them. Now, LSD, they don't even test for that. So, drip, drip, drip. take that LSD, folks. It's good for you. I started when I was 11 years old, and I'm great. Doing well, super happy. I definitely don't want to jump out in front of a moving truck. What are we doing here?
We're doing some sponsors, kids. You were asking before we came on the show if we actually use these sponsors and what they were doing around the set, Jesse.
I was.
Yes, we are. First and foremost is ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. I've got a massive deal to report from ghostbed.com. I got an email about an hour ago from Rich Bernstein over at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. They are doing something special for our audience. They are giving anybody who is a member of the military, anybody who is a first responder, anyone who works for the government, and anyone who is a teacher, 30% off every single thing in the entire store. That is their new deal that they are doing, and it's incredible. I'm assuming they're watching the news the same as the rest of us, and seeing how fucked the country is because of COVID and everything else shutting down. So they're giving 30% off to all of those professions that I just named off of everything in the entire store that is separate from all their other deals. Everything else now is for regular folk. I believe they're doing 20 or 25% off. If you do a mattress, you get two free pillows. And as always, all of these deals are applicable with the 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Go there today and get on damn deals. Thank you to Ghostbed for doing that. That's amazing. Now that I see myself in this Zoom camera, I look like I have a sunburn. But I could be in the next sunburn porn, which would be nice. I tell you what I'm missing out here, D'Anthony, is some KillcliffCBD.com. Don't have any of it on the road. Can't wait to get back and pick some up. Since I'm moving from house to house like I'm fucking Ghislaine Maxwell right now, I can't send it to my location quite yet here in Austin, yeah. Texas. But it's the best in the business. Three amazing flavors, mango, orange, kush, and the grapest of all time. Go to KillcliffCBD.com today. Promo code Drinking Bros will get you 20% off and free shipping with that. And here's another one where you will not piss hot on a drug test. There is no THC in this. 25 milligrams of CBD in every single can. It has become the summertime drink with vodka. Go to KillcliffCBD.com today. Use the promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off and free shipping. Who do we got last, D'Anthony?
I don't even know. When's this going up?
It's going up tonight.
What
going
day is
live
it?
Live tonight. It's Wednesday. No, it's not. It's Tuesday today.
Let's see. Wait, today's what? Why is my calendar all fucked up?
Why are you all fucked up? You just took one of the most massive hits of weed on camera that I've ever
seen.
Give
me a break. Let's see. Well, ExpressVPN's up this week.
Yeah, expressvpn.com/drinkingbros. Protect your digital butthole. Everybody needs a VPN out there. ExpressVPN.com/drinkingbros is where you can get yours. If you sign up now for an entire year, you get 3 months for free. It is only $7 a month. It will protect you from people trying to hack your shit. And also everybody else is out of content on fucking Netflix, Hulu, everything else. This will allow you to tap into anybody's Netflixes and Hulu accounts in the entire world. If you go to their website, it'll tell you how to watch like fucking yeah. shit in England,
India,
Canada.
Goes full India. On Bollywood, bro. I'm into it now. Ring, why not? Ding, 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 and all that fucking music and then the crazy ass fight scenes they have. I get super high and laugh my ass off at that stuff.
Same, man. I watched a dude punch a zebra on one of those Bollywood films.
Well, that zebra was asking for it. Also,
I think so.
I don't know if you've been paying attention to the news lately. I think we mentioned it not too long ago, but Google has announced that their Chrome incognito mode actually is kind of tracking some data. So if you're one of those people that are using incognito mode to look up fucked up shit on the internet, you might want to go ahead and get a VPN as well.
I agree. So go to expressvpn.com/drinkingbros today, and that'll get you $7 a month and then 3 free months if you order for a year. Since we got a lawyer on the show, I want to talk about the potential ban of TikTok right now. Is there any? It is, yes.
Like Trump has said, he wants to ban TikTok domestically. I don't know how you do that.
Is there? Well, I need a backstory here.
So there is a precedent for it. India has just banned TikTok. Hong Kong has banned TikTok, and then 10 other countries have also banned TikTok. One of TikTok's top users was interviewed on TMZ yesterday, and he said, "Look, man, even though this is my living and this is what I'm, you know, doing for a living," I think he said he was making about $17,000 a month off of his TikTok videos. Even he said, "Man, there is something that is not trustworthy about the way Chinese." Because it's a Chinese app, that they're stealing your data and voice and all that shit through TikTok. I can't remember the government banning an app yet.
There's also something in the terms of service of TikTok. This was a story like 6 months ago, but where when you publish media on there, they then have the like lifetime licensing rights to that image and your image. Essentially, mm-hmm. They could sell it to companies for marketing or any kind of other bullshit like that. Mm-hmm. Essentially,
yeah, they banned the Backpage app.
That's true.
What's
yeah,
Backpage?
Backpage.net is where you used to go to get prostitutes. Let's not play fucking dumb here, Ross. We all did it, okay? Fucking
you know,
piece of
I
shit.
Never,
no,
I never
you did. You did. I was there.
Never
she
even
was,
heard of Backpage.
She was
really?
Super big.
300 roses on Craigslist was my jam, but
I've just been posting pictures of cabinets. Can you believe that bullshit?
Man, that Wayfair shit is
been,
out of control.
I've been going down the rabbit hole on some of this stuff, and obviously some of it is hokey nonsense, but it's weird, like, it's weird what Wayfair says about it. Like, somebody posted a picture of a cabinet that cost $12,000, and they were mm-hmm. like, oh, it's because it's looking blah, blah, blah. Like, no, dude, there's no cabinet that's $12,000 ever. That's never existed. So give us some kind of explanation. Although if you go on eBay right now, you can find all sorts of weird shit. Even on Amazon, actually, that's like, it'd be like a fucking pen for $10,000. I'm sure it's money laundering for sure. Like that's exactly what it is. It's probably like kind of a digital version of the Halawa network where terrorists move money around and shit like that. They've been using cryptocurrency to do that for years now. So why would they use Amazon? That's my question. Like even for the Wayfair story, why use Wayfair? I mean, maybe you're hiding in plain sight in that regard. I don't know.
I guess, but I would like somebody to order the $15,000 cabinet and see what it is and if the quality is there. Because the CEO of the company, this got so big that he had to come out and release a statement saying, look, this is the quality of the cabinet. And he goes, I don't think you're seeing how large it is and all that other shit. And I'm like, man, any cabinet I have to put together is not worth $15,000.
No, our whole set costs $15,000.
Yeah.
There's no way that cabinet is like better than this. I mean, not that our set is awesome, but it's like big as shit. It's a whole fucking room.
Yeah. It's pretty goddamn big, and it encompasses two different sets. I just don't see a cabinet being worth that much. The other part about this story is the way that the cabinets were named. They were all named differently after missing children.
Yeah, that was weird.
What?
I don't know. I don't know if those screenshots are legit or not, but I've seen them. Like, I haven't personally been on their website and seen that, but there's a couple of posts out there where it shows the name of a missing young child, and then
selling a cabinet,
then a listing. Like the one of them's name was Juliana or something like that, and it said like a cabinet was called Juliana, and it was a cabinet for sale for like $15,000. That's fucking weird. But is it real or not? It's the internet, so who the fuck knows if that actually happened? I don't know if that was a manipulated screenshot or what.
You think after it's all said and done, we're going to find out that the cabinets are made out of these missing people, and that's why they're worth so much?
No, I think it's probably child sex trafficking.
Yes.
If it's anything, that's probably what it is.
Like, yeah. Buy a cabinet, get a child.
Well, I think the child comes in the cabinet. Like Elian Gonzalez, but he was on a raft.
Yeah, so you're actually getting a little Elian Gonzalez sent to you from Wayfair. I'm not sure what their shipping process is like. I would imagine it would have to have some AC in the back of that thing, though.
Probably dry ice.
Or at least some air holes.
And a rebreather.
Yeah, because if I ordered one and the kid was dead upon arrival, I'd be real pissed.
Yeah.
I don't know what the return policy is on that.
It's probably not a return policy. Considering it's a fucking crime against humanity. But I think somebody has suggested that we start hiding ourselves in these cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
And just in full kit with a fucking rifle, and as soon as they pop the top on that thing, I pop out and murder everybody in the goddamn room. From a legal standpoint, great. Where am I at there?
We were talking about TikTok. Is this tying into TikTok?
Well,
children in cabinets. I'm not sure if it's related.
TikTok is mostly fucking children and scantily clad children dancing, from what I can tell.
Is it? I'm not a TikTok person. I only see TikTok when people share their TikTok videos on like Facebook or other platforms. But
it's a lot of cringy adults and a lot of over-sexualized children, which is the internet, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, and a lot of TikTok videos right now are children popping out of cabinets. It's called the Wayfair Challenge.
Is that real?
Go there.
Are they really doing that? Because that would be fucking funny.
No, but everything's a challenge now.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter, I think, looks at TikTok or stuff like TikTok. She's 8, and she's always talking about this challenge.
Don't. It's a
Pringles challenge.
Don't.
Drink as much water as you can challenge. Stay awake for 72 hours challenge. Everything's a challenge.
Well, I've been awake for 72 hours for sure.
You won the challenge. You get nothing for winning. You just
you don't get anything for climbing Mount Everest either, right?
Except for a missing nose.
That's true.
Yeah, or fucking frostbite and AIDS. Because you get.
Yeah.
I think you get raped about 3/4 of the way up.
By an Eskimo.
No one ever says that. Well, there's no Eskimos in the Himalayas, I don't think.
No. I heard their Eskimo population is growing. I'll look into it. Don't worry about it. That's what I like to do in my spare time. That and sunburn porn. I like to see where Eskimos are migrating to.
They're Nepalese, right?
Huge fan. Jesse, are you regretting your life's decisions right now by coming on this show?
No, this is fantastic.
He's going to use this as an advertisement for his law firm.
Yeah, I'm making tons of money right now.
I bet, yeah.
What's the name of your firm?
I just work independently. It's not a firm.
Okay. So is it just jessebrightthelawyer.org? What is it?
Yeah, no. It's jessebrightthelawyer.org, you fucking dick.
Yeah.
What kind of law do you practice?
Mainly criminal defense. I've done some little like landlord tenant here and there, a little bit of property law. I've tried to help people out with a couple contracts. People ask me to like send letters to them or send letters to people on their behalf when they want something done.
What if I just want you to send random letters to people that have no legal basis whatsoever? How much?
Do you want it like on my legal letterhead?
Yes.
I'm still sending like
70. I don't care what it costs. Just tell me what it costs.
Yeah, $75 a letter.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Hey, everybody, you're all fucked now. Because everyone is getting a letter from me. You're all getting cease and desist, but I have no idea what it's going to be.
I'll send out as many letters as you want at $75 a letter. I'll spend the rest of my...
What's your website so people can find you? $75 to troll your friends? That's pretty good, folks.
It's no website. I got a Facebook page and a YouTube channel.
Just probably look into a website.
Oh, you do? How many subscribers do you have on YouTube?
Somewhere around like 50,000 or so.
Nice.
Holy shit.
So you had a new video come out recently that went viral, right?
Yeah, I had a video come out that for the first time I got 1 million views in a 48-hour time frame. It's like a benchmark to hit.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty good.
Fucking A. Yeah. What was it?
It's I went through a checkpoint and... basically just explained ahead of time how you have the right to be silent at a checkpoint so that they can't ask you questions to get you to incriminate yourself. And then I went through a checkpoint and ignored their questions and just sat there until they told me to go. And then someone posted it on Reddit, and for some reason like 3 million people wanted to see it in 3 days. I don't know.
Okay, so hang on. Like a checkpoint, are you talking about a DUI or like coming over the border from Max?
No, like a DUI checkpoint. So that's part of the video, is that DUI checkpoints are... unconstitutional in and of themselves. The police can't just set up a checkpoint and just breathalyze everybody that goes through.
It's a Fourth Amendment situation, right?
Yeah, it's exactly. It's a search and seizure issue. They what they can do is that to drive on the roads, you're legally required to have a driver's license, so they can set up these. I mean, they're set up license checkpoints. The only thing that they can do initially is ask for your license. You hand them your license, they go back to your car and make sure that your registration's good, and then they let you leave. But the drivers know it's a DWI checkpoint. The public knows, the police knows, the courts knows. It's not really. But the way that you circumvent that is by just not talking. So when you go through the checkpoint, they're looking for all kinds of stuff for you to incriminate yourself so that they can move it to the next step. They ask you where you're coming from, if you're coming from a bar or if you've been drinking, or once you start talking, they can say that they smelled odor of alcohol on your breath, which is, sometimes is most of the time bogus. I don't know about most of the time, but it's bogus a lot.
Well, this is, so police use an interrogation technique, and it's not anything new. As a matter of fact, it predates modern policing by thousands of years, but, just being silent, right? If you're someone asking questions, I'll ask you a question like, where were you at tonight? And I let most people would answer like, oh, I was over here doing this. And then you just stay silent for another 15 to 20 seconds and they will tell you more information normally, because people are uncomfortable with silence. Police use that all the time. It's not like nefarious. This is a basic interrogation technique, but most people feel uncomfortable with it. So like he's saying, if you just sit there and be silent the whole time, it is going to feel uncomfortable for you, but technically there's not a whole lot they can do about it.
No,
they can't. As a matter of fact, there's nothing they can do about it.
So in the video, I just hand them my license, and then they just start asking me questions. Where are you coming from? Can you hear me? But do you have anything to drink tonight? Do you still live at this address? And like every single question that they ask is, because if you answer it the wrong way, they can give you a ticket for something. I mean, they're asking you, oh, do you still live in Raleigh? Or would you still live wherever that's on your license? Because if you don't, they can give you a ticket for... not reporting that you changed dates or changed your address on your license to DMV. And that, but most of what they're looking for is anything so that they can say that they've got a totality of the circumstances to put a breathalyzer in your face and make you get out of the car. But
what if you're silent the whole time and the cop tells you to step out of the vehicle?
Yeah. So if they give you a command, you should still listen to their commands. It's tough for me to say based on just like an overall without being at each specific situation, which commands are going to be lawful and which are not based on being lawful. But once they give you a command, you should step out and do what they tell you to do. But you still don't have to talk. You can pretty much only get yourself in trouble talking at a checkpoint.
So did you not talk at all? When did they ask you to step out of the vehicle, or did they just
No, they didn't ask me to step out of the vehicle. I just stayed completely silent.
Did you tell them, hey, this is my legal right to stay silent, therefore I'm not going to answer any of your questions?
No, and that's always funny to me when people do that, and I'm like, you're talking to let them know that you're refusing to talk. This seems weird to me. You don't have to tell them that you're not going to talk. If as soon as you talk to tell them that, they're going to say, I smell some odor of alcohol on your breath, you know, step out of the car, and now you're being taken downtown or into the bus to do the intoxilizer, and you lose your license for a year if you refuse that. Just don't talk. So much easier. It is really uncomfortable. Most of the comments on my video are people saying, like, I was so uncomfortable watching you just sit there and ignore him while he's asking you questions. Yeah. Well,
how many questions do you think he went through?
Like 3 or 4. It wasn't a ton. This was the only one I recorded. I've done countless checkpoints like that. I've driven Uber on the weekend for 7 years. So I've gone through every checkpoint that they set up in Wilmington, and I always just hand them my license and sit there. And they ask me pretty much the same 3 or 4 questions and then just tell me to go.
What are they, so the audience knows?
Yeah, so they'll ask you, like, how are you doing tonight? And then, where are you coming from? Have you had anything to drink? Do you still live at this residence on your license? And then, have a good night.
Do you nod at all? Or do you say, shake your head yes or no?
No, I just stare at them.
Man, that's weird. I'm surprised you haven't been pulled out of the car at that point.
No, I don't know, probably like 30 checkpoints probably over the last 10 years or whatever. I just stare at them.
That's pretty funny.
White privilege, Jesse. There it is.
So the other half of all the comments, besides telling me that I look like Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees or whatever, or telling me that they're uncomfortable, is people being like, if you weren't white, you'd be dead doing this. So, I mean, I can't like turn myself into a person of color and go through a checkpoint. But
well, you can. It's just frowned upon.
Really highly frowned upon.
Can you imagine going through DWI checkpoints in blackface?
In blackface, yeah.
That would be the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I wouldn't film it, for sure.
Well, do you remember that movie Soul Man? That was the closest that anybody's looked to it. They did a really good job of makeup-wise.
To blackface?
Yeah, we see Thomas Howell. Well, he was full black body.
Tropic Thunder did it, too.
Yeah.
The actor's name, but he went full black.
You can't remember Robert Downey Jr.'s name?
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. There you go. It's Iron Man.
That's why you've got $300,000 in student loans right there, because you can't remember Robert Downey Jr.'s name.
If you know C. Thomas Howell over Robert Downey Jr., we've got real problems in this world.
My YouTube channel? It's YouTube's like, the channel name is Fiero600.
You should probably look into changing the name of your YouTube channel.
I think it's set from like when you first.
You can change the display name.
So the display name at the top is changed. It says like Jesse Bright Uber lawyer has me in a canoe. The canoe picture is kind of funny too. But
let's see.
Kayak, whatever it is.
Why were you in a kayak? Are you a big kayaker?
No. Yeah. My fiance used to live behind Gold's Gym, and in the last hurricane, the entire Gold's Gym flooded. So I kayaked in their parking lot. It was like several feet deep, but I kayaked around in the flooded Gold's Gym parking lot after the hurricane Flo.
Oh yeah.
Florence.
Flo, so you were doing Uber in a kayak then?
I would pick people up in a kayak if they wanted.
Let's start doing that.
Let's do it.
I wouldn't call myself an avid kayaker, but I think I'm pretty talented.
I don't think anybody should ever call themselves an avid anything, because that's a little retarded. Let's be real.
A yacker.
I'm an avid fucking. I hate the word foodie, by the way. I know a lot of comedians have talked about this in the past.
Is it because everyone eats?
No. Yes.
Everyone enjoys food.
Like, what are you a fucking breathy too? Because you like oxygen, you piece of shit. I don't remember which comedian said that, but it's really funny. I hate that word, foodie. I'm a foodie. Oh.
Anybody who's an avid kayaker is a yacker. So,
is that a term? Yacker?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Probably if anybody who avidly kayaks.
Let's do an exercise right quick. Let's come up with some pun names for yaks. Like, if you had 50 yaks just got delivered to your house, what would you name them?
the yaks themselves, or are you abbreviating kayak?
The yak themselves, like an actual animal.
Oh boy!
Like yaki, would you, yaki chan?
If a yak was here, would you be like, "Yeah, that's a fucking yak"? Would you know that? That's a...
This guy doesn't know what a fucking yak looks like.
I would know what a yak looks like.
What did
like.
You even learn in school, dude?
Fucking not yaks for sure. Not covered in law school.
we have to do 50, something about the law schools in this country.
What does a yak look like?
It's
not even like
it's a
deer
animal,
is it? They have yaks.
It's like a woolly mammoth. It's like a woolly mammoth.
It's
not extinct.
It's fucking real. Very. It looks like a what do you call it? Buffalo, bison, something like that. But it's kind of like a mix between that and a cow, and it has longer hair. But I don't know what genus it's from or anything like that. I just know what a yak looks like.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, look, into that's it. Not important. Puns on the word yak are what we're talking about right here. So,
what I would name, like if 50 showed at my house, I would call it Yakganistan. And that would be the area that it lives in.
Yeah.
For those about to yak, I would definitely do that.
Yep. Yaki Chan.
Yaki Chan is a big one. Yak the Ripper, if one murdered another one.
Well, they're going to murder.
Yeah.
Because we all murder.
Yeah,
one way or another, whether you're
murder.
Whether you're murdering out pearls on your stomach or shooting somebody in the back of the head when you're in a drive-thru, either way, you're murdering.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
Life begins at ejaculation. That's my fucking stance.
And hopefully it ends at that. It'd be great to go out that way as well. This point in the show, we get to the drinking bro of the week. This one was submitted by Ken Schrock from Oregon. That's a strong name. Those about to shrock. There's a pun for you. From Oregon. He's been a member of Drinking Bros for 3 years. He is nominating Matt Pierce. He says Matt was murdered 5 years ago on the 15th of July. He was trying to help a friend out of a bad situation and was killed for his troubles. The guy that killed him off got off with a second degree manslaughter charge, even though he shot him 7 times in the chest and another 2 in the back of the head. That asshole only got a 7.5-year jail sentence. Matt was a great friend, battle buddy, uncle to my kids, and he was always willing to give the shirt off his back. He can't be replaced. Cheers. Cheers. That's a crazy story. Again, we read all of these live on air, so we never get a chance to see them before, but I definitely wouldn't have given some yak puns before that story.
No, but justice is justice for all, right? And justice for all. Metallica wrote a whole fucking album about it. That's a joke, but like, justice only is real if it exists for all people. That includes fucking poor minorities in inner cities, but it also includes cops and fucking veterans and just regular fucking people that get swept up in the madness. You know what I mean? Let's get some justice for all the fucking children and teenagers that were killed over the weekend by fucking drug dealers as well. I'm not saying let's not get justice for fucked up cop bullshit, but let's do both, because this is America. We can do both.
Yeah, and let's get some justice for those kids at Wayfair right now.
Something weird is going on, but I mean, we're just super, I think we're super sensitive to sex trafficking right now because it's on everybody's minds. But that's not a bad thing. You know what I mean?
No, not at all. This is definitely a weird fucking show today.
Yeah, this guy wouldn't stop talking about yaks. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a real animal.
Jesse, it is. Is that what you're doing? Is looking that up on the phone right now? It's just YAK.
No, I was just sharing the link for the show.
Oh, well, now it's ending. Now it's ending, Jesse. So, you can share it later. You can share it with your friends and family. I'm sure they're going to be real proud of everything that was said here today. We talked about yaks. We talked about sunburn porn.
Yeah, make sure your kids see this.
Yeah, did we say anything about Casey Anthony in this show?
Well, you just did.
There we go. So I think all the bases were covered. Surprisingly, we did not make an O.J. Simpson Bronco joke today, but I did that on another show.
Look, so, I mean, until I'm not going to fucking put a $100 down payment on a truck that I won't see until next year. I'm going to get one for sure. We all know that, right? Does anybody not think I'm getting a fucking Bronco? Come on, man. It's going to happen, but you don't need to do all this stuff. You just
maybe
basically
do, maybe don't.
No,
did
you don't.
Did you have a Bronco, previous one?
No, but I'm a big O.J. Simpson fan. Not really football, but after.
Yeah. his movie career was very good.
Oh, no, not that.
Oh, his murdering skills.
Yeah, well, Allegedly.
Allegedly, obviously. Yeah. He's still out there looking for the real killer.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's going to get a free one.
Can you imagine? If they, I mean, they originally, obviously they have some sense of irony over there because the original release date was his fucking birthday.
Was it OJ's release date?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did
yeah,
people
yeah.
not remember that? Like, that was a thing that the fucking marketing team over there thought, like, hey, that's a good idea. That's an idea that I would have. And if you're in a real marketing team, don't do the shit that I would do because that doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
we get paid to talk about buttholes for a living. You can't use my advice on stuff like that. Come on.
Definitely cannot. You definitely cannot. Jesse, thanks for being on the show today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man.
Tell everybody
where they can find you on social media and YouTube.
Yeah, so just my YouTube channel is youtube.com/Fiero600. It sounds like I'll have a website up soon. Thanks, Andrew. That's how to find me.
What does Fiero600 stand for? Is that like your anime?
I don't know. It's so that was my name on. You remember AIM, Instant Messenger?
Yeah.
So I made an AIM in like middle school, and that was the name that it like automatically generated for me, and I just kept it for like 3 decades. Why not?
Sure, sure.
Made it everything.
Last question: you ever gotten off to anime porn?
No, not really my thing. I like real humans, but
yeah.
Okay.
Usually like adult female. Yeah.
The adult part is important. The other part, we don't need to. We don't really need to know about your fucking sexual proclivities, guy. But if you want to talk offline about it, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course, I gotcha. We will.
We got to finish the cocaine anyways. So.
Yeah. Look, I mean, it's never really finished. Can you imagine? Like, if you were able to come up with a spell, like a magic spell that did two things. One, it made cocaine infinite in this bag that you have. And also it made sure that you never die from cocaine. Mm-hmm. What would you pick? Like, what would the standard be over that you would fucking say, no, like I want all the money in the world. All the money in the world can't buy me infinite cocaine and the ability to do it without dying. There's no amount of money that could do that.
You would need to also be able to do that while maintaining an erection.
We've got Roman ED, my man.
Destroy.
Don't worry about that. Yeah. We have Roman ED as a sponsor.
Go to getroman.com/shrinkingbros today. Free shipping. Free doctor visit.
Like
if I can't
die from cocaine, I'm not going to die from boner pills. So I'll take both.
Yeah, take them both.
Okay.
Same time.
You would just be like coked out.
You could
out.
Also add. But if we're making wishes, would you really want to just take extra pills? It'd be easier to just be like, and it doesn't ruin your erection.
Well, I mean, look, I set up the rules at the first part. I don't want to go changing the rules every time.
You're a lawyer. You know that, Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're moving the goalposts at this
all
point.
All right. Just tell me the rules, and I'll make sure that we just kind of like stretch them and get in all the gray areas.
Yeah.
Alec, I'm looking at the notes on YouTube for the show. You don't mention anything about yaks or porn. Well, what's the problem?
Yep. Probably need to add those as keywords.
Oh, he's in the other room.
Yak porn. Thanks for being on, Jesse. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
Jesse Bright.
Thank you, guys.
D'Anthony Holloway. I am Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.